We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
During the break, I found something on Twitter, and I don't know that you guys talked about it, Petey, but it kind of goes with an update, is that the Philadelphia Flyers have unveiled a rage room. They call this a disassembly room, for basically going in and just break stuff if you feel like you have a little rage after a Flyers game or during a game.
Where'd you hear this? The Onion?
No, it's online. Anyway, Cade Nolan added it on Twitter. This is real. $35. $35. You can buy tickets. You can reserve slot times. And you go in and they gear you up with protective like face wear and whatever. And then you have baseball bats and hockey sticks, and there's TVs and glassware and, you know, porcelain things, and
why?
You just rip it.
Why?
To unleash your rage.
Yes, they're expecting a bad year this year in Philly.
No, but you know, Philadelphia is like the place where people
have that a few years ago.
People throw batteries at Santa. They yell and they just, you know, the guy falls into the penalty box after Ty Domi. So that guy, instead of trying to go after Ty Domi, would pay $35 and go into a room and just break stuff up. Just for the fun of it.
Yeah, but you get a better story falling in the box and getting about six or seven teed off the forehead by Ty.
Yeah, but you also can probably get banned from the arena and never return.
And a lawsuit out of it. So, you know what?
Getting a lawsuit?
You might be blamed, wouldn't you, Marty?
Do you remember
glass didn't hold. I mean, you can sue for anything nowadays, Marty. Glass didn't hold up, fell in, allowed this violent man, Ty Domi, to lay the beats on you.
If Rob Ray did not get sued for punching the guy out in Quebec City 100 times, there's no way that
did
man was
did they ever find that guy and have an interview with him? Wouldn't you love to be able to...
The Flyers guy or the Quebec City guy?
The Quebec City guy.
Yeah. You know, funny.
I would love to...
It's on YouTube. Listen, it's. I found it. I don't know if it's on YouTube, but it's on the internet. So maybe a year after that happened, they interviewed this guy for a news station in Quebec City. It's in French. And what he said was he was getting so frustrated of violence in hockey, because right before that, a Sabres guy ran Clint Malachuk, the goalie for the Nordiques,
yep,
over, and they started punching each other out in front. So he was sick and tired of violence and free, you know, gratuitous. How do you say it? Whatever. You guys are looking at me. Just regular, like, non-hockey-related violence that he wanted to prove a point, and he decided it'd be fun to, you know, protest and jump into the
protest with violence.
So how many times did Rob Ray hit him in the head?
I want to say they said 30.
Okay, so let me ask you something, because you've been hit before.
Yeah, raise
in
those
the head. Okay, you know how hard it hurts to just to get one good solid hit in the head, right? Razor threw 30.
They pillows. Were like little, like,
No.
Jabbers.
I'm going to tell you right now. Those were hard.
You have an older
and they
brother.
Were in tight.
He used to get you in the headlock and give
yes,
you some noogies
and they
in
hurt.
No, they hurt.
I would love to interview, interview with that guy and saying, like, I just don't, what are you thinking?
So
what
last
do you think
year,
is going to happen?
Last year I mentioned something, because this is the 50th, you know, the golden season. I'm like, maybe we should try to find that guy and have an interview with him just to recall the incident 30 years later, 25 years later. Why? And so I found this interview online, and he literally, because people were saying there was apparently a bet. His buddy bet him $50, he wouldn't jump into the bench or whatever. And he says, no, it had nothing to do with that.
Well, what's $50 today?
$200.
Still wouldn't do it.
Maybe there was too much alcohol involved. Maybe there was other things involved.
There better have been, which is probably why he didn't go down after punch 12.
I want to say Razor said that John Muckler, I believe was the coach, had a stick and was trying to hit him with a stick, like over the head. So the way that the benches in Quebec City were, they were across the ice from one another, and the police and the hallway was across the ice. So there is a Quebec City policeman that ran across the ice on the red line and jumped the guy to be in between the guy and Rob Ray to be able to pull him off. Like, it was,
I think Razor said he had like a whole hand of the guy's hair or something.
Yeah. So anyway, so I, you know, all I'm saying is that this guy needed the rage room and $35.
The post game, the post game interview by Razor after. Have you ever seen it?
Yeah,
no. He's like, oh, he goes, well, the guy just, you know, he stood there and he was standing there and he stared and he was just standing there and we didn't know what he was going
to
do. So
they told him to jump.
We just decided, you know, we'd apply a little pressure. That's what he said. We'd apply a little pressure. That's what he said. 30 punches to the skull. All right. Moving on.
And you know what's
funny? How do you transition from that?
Petey, you know what's funny? Is that the more glass, the more protection they want to put behind the bench, the more people are inclined to want to jump over. In Montreal, at the Forum, at the Maple Leaf Garden, fans would walk behind the visitors' bench. You know, to get to their seat.
Right.
They there's no glass.
Same with the Maple Leaf.
Did you ever hear?
Yeah, there's people sitting on the bench.
I guarantee you heard this story. Do you remember we were in Montreal practicing? And a lot of time in Montreal, we practiced at this arena called Verdun.
Yeah,
so we took a city bus there. All Montreal Canadiens. We were fully dressed, helmets, gloves,
like with
everything.
Pedestrians?
No, they rented us a city bus.
Okay.
We're all on there, skate guards, the whole shooting match. All we had to do was take our skate guards off, get on the ice. So we're at Verdun Arena. We're practicing. And in the middle of the practice, there's a guy now whipping around the ice with us.
Like in gear?
Yeah. He had his skates on, helmet, gloves.
What kind of gear was he wearing? Did he have half
gear
on?
He had the Cooper, like the helmet that with a bubble. He had track suit, like pants, and a white shirt. And apparently,
and you got to understand something.
Yeah. Oh.
There is multiple, and I mean multiple killings going on in Montreal because of the fighting between the rival biker gangs there.
This is the guy
trying to control.
He came in on a breakaway against Jose Theodore.
And no one wants to rush him because
he did a full poke check on him.
We're all thinking that he's, you know, this guy's insane enough to have a gun or something like that. And we all, I'm right there standing beside.
I'll tweet the clip.
It's unbelievable.
So Rivs, I was talking to Theodore about it one day and he said, there was this guy sitting in the stands and things were not all right. Like you could tell that he was waiting for a moment to do something. And all of a sudden, drills over, get some water. And then he came down, jumped on the ice, and he started skating. He came on a breakaway, and Theodore gave him a poke check, like, what are you doing? And then Theodore said, I realize if he had enough guts, you can say, to come on the ice, I'm going to give him a chance. So he came in on the second breakaway and took a shot.
He was just looking for a shot to make the squad.
Maybe he was.
I overlooked all those years in high school. Maybe he's Uncle Rico. If I didn't blow my knee out
this guy
in the fourth quarter, I would have won state.
Oh, yeah.
He sat in the stands.
Yes. Who's going to join him?
Well,
I want to know of his friends when he's like, hey, guys, I got this great idea. I am going to take my gear down to Verdun today, and when the Habs are skating, I'm just going to jump on the ice and go for a whirl. I'm sure all of his buddies are like, yeah, that's a great idea.
Anyway, I don't know how we got into that conversation, but, yeah, I mean, this guy jumped the boards and immediately – there was fear from almost every player that was on the ice, even Claude Julien. we were not going to just all of a sudden go and jump this guy because
how big was he? How tall was he?
It had nothing to do with size.
Well,
we were just thinking, does this guy have a gun?
It has to do with my transition
something?
Of this radio show, TV show into the next topic. How big was he?
I would say he was probably a 5'9".
Okay,
and I'm going to put him at about 170.
So he doesn't fall in. He's way under the average height in the NHL, which is just over 6 feet. And he's – how much did you give him for weight?
170.
Way under the lowest average in the NHL. The lowest average is 193. So the smallest team in the NHL in height is 6'2", or six feet, sorry.
6 feet, point three,
and weight is 193. So if I had to tell you, the biggest team is 73.9. So almost, that's what, six?
You're 6'4", or 6'2".
Almost 6'2".
The average on the team is 6'2".
The team average combined is 6'2".
Yeah.
And the weight is 208 pounds in the Islanders. So height is Vancouver.
It's
weight,
a big team.
Weight has the Islanders. But where do you think the Sabres fall in height? Have you seen this by The Athletic, James Myrtle?
I have.
Measures
yes.
them up?
I would put Sabres near the middle bottom.
Okay. And
height.
Height and weight, they're right in the middle. So let me ask you this. Does this stuff even matter?
No.
How much of this matters?
Not really.
I'll tell you it doesn't matter because we're talking about a quarter of an inch, a half inch on average height, and maybe 3 pounds or 2 pounds in average weight through the teams. Now, if you have the tallest, heaviest team played the smallest and lightest team, there will be a bigger difference. But the game is also about many other things. I look at the Sabres roster, and I'm like, man, we don't have a lot of guys over 200 pounds. Jack's at 200. We have Kyle Poso at over 200. But we, you know what? The guys that are quick, the guys that are fast, the guys that are going to score, they're not 200-plus pounds. And that's the way we play the game. You look at Montreal, you have guys that are much heavier. You have guys that are thick. You have Shea Weber, who's thick.
Yep.
You have even a goalie, Carey Price, who's really thick.
Yeah.
You know, but you don't need – I find it that you have guys at 180 pounds, 185 pounds, that are – able to handle the physicality, able to win battles, and able to skate and move. And so I'm not
– you ever seen Gallagher off the ice?
Brendan Gallagher?
Yes.
Not a big man. What is he, maybe 5'9"?
Brendan Gallagher, 5'9", 184 pounds.
That 184 pounds is a compact, extremely strong man.
Yeah.
And he plays the game fast. He's skilled. Has nothing to do with size of a player. Has nothing to do with the size. It has to do with, the shape that the person's in, how he plays the game, and skill set at this point.
Like, and a lot of times, I say weight comes in with age. Zach Bogosian is 6'3", 226. Yeah, well, he's almost 30 years old. He's 29. You get heavier, thicker, a little bit more mature in your body as you age. A guy like Rasmus Dahlin is 6'3", 190. I mean, he will be 200-plus pounds in a few years,
easily.
But it's a
easily.
Young person's league. It's a young player's league. Those guys don't have the maturity. Jesperi Kotkaniemi with the Montreal Canadiens, he put in 10 pounds from last year to this year's training camp. Last year he shows up to camp. He's 6'2", 188. Everybody's like, hey, he's a young man. Well, a year into playing pro and a summer working out, now he's 198. When he cut Kotkaniemi is what? He's 19 years old now. When he'll be 23, 24, he'll be 210, 212.
Easily.
So why a lot of those numbers, I believe, especially when you look at the weight, you could put the average age of a team and the older team are going to be heavier, and the younger team are going to be lighter because that works together. We should have our average height and weight on there and see as we age if it keeps going up or if it goes down.
Ours, like the Sabres, or
yeah,
ours?
No, like ours. The
okay, well, how tall are you, Marty?
I'm 6'2".
With the compressed spine.
6'2".
6'2". Riv, how tall are you?
6'2".
Okay, so I'm 6'4".
Okay, so that's 6.26.
So we're just a little under 6'3". So
yeah.
Let's say 6'2" and a half?
And two-thirds.
Okay. Three-quarters. It's because we want to be bigger.
Well, the math.
Are we going to be honest about our weight? I just went to the doctor, boys. I know what I weigh.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Gregory?
What, my weight?
Yep. 2, 3. What is the final? Could it be a 4? 2'4" or 2'3"?
No, I've lost weight.
OK.
I'm in the 230s.
230 what?
238.9. We'll go 235.
230 and 239 are not the same thing.
Okay, now, Marty.
Yes.
Well, what is your weight?
What do you think?
You're so, are you over 200?
Yes.
You're over 200. When was the last time you were ever over 200?
I was never over 200.
You were like 170
something. Until you started hanging out with us.
Yeah, my last year in New York, I was 188, 189. So
significant gains, Marty.
Well, there's a 15 pounds after you retire. So
what do you weigh? 15, okay.
Yes. 15?
So what do you weigh?
205.
That means that's more like 209.
That's 210.
Could it be?
It's not.
You got a barrel.
I'll tell you this.
Are you between 205 and 210?
In the morning when I wake up, it's 205. When I go to bed at night, it's 208. So there's a.
We'll call you 206.5. And Riv, I'm giving you a 0.5.
Okay, let's see what you're at, Mr. Peters.
What do you think I weigh, old man River?
243.
Wow. That is very wrong.
237.
Yeah, I'm 237.
Wow.
I'm 237. So what?
Which is really like 252.
It's a real 237. I'll go down to the locker room right now and step on the scale, 237. So what are we looking at for your median here? So we got 6'2 and three quarters.
What do we have for weight?
So we have a combined weight of 673 pounds.
We're averaging 225, fellas.
6'2", 225. That guy right there, 6'2 and three quarters, 225, would one punch Ryan Reeves.
You think?
I'm going to say so. Well, this stuff doesn't matter. So Instigator's doing our average height and weight, and comes in at a whopping 6'2 and three quarters, 225 pounds, and he hails from where?
Well, it has to be
Moncton. Let's agree on Moncton.
No, because you're St. Catharines, PD. You're Nord Bay, and I'm Quebec. But
say Ottawa.
Is Sudbury a French town in Ontario? So
should we say Hull?
We could say Hull.
Let's go Hull.
Hull would be a good.
It's Gatineau now. It's not Hull anymore. But
so a lot of his penalty minutes are visor infractions.
Yes, okay. Like lifting the visor up top.
That's how the guys in the queue used to always get their penalty minutes. They'd skate around at the end of the game with their visors up by their foreheads.
You know, and this is so true, too. So I obviously being for the playing for the Montreal Canadiens for so long, I remember going to camp and thinking to myself, we add statistics at camp.
Yes.
And I see this guy from Gatineau or Sherbrooke. Oh, my God, this guy's got 375 points or penalty minutes. This guy, I'm nervous. You know, all of a sudden I see him on the ice. He's like 5'3", 110 pounds.
Yeah, the best case for that in our draft.
And he's a little chirper guy.
Oh, yeah. But you get 10-minute misconduct, and then all of a sudden you got 30 pims.
You know who's legendary for that in my draft year? He got 135 points in the queue, okay? And he had 266 penalty minutes. I mean, you think we're talking Eric Lindros here.
First round?
No. He was a 28th overall pick in the draft.
That's
so first
round.
Pick in the second round in 98.
Okay. Yeah. Pierre Dagenais.
No, Ramzi Abid.
He was a small guy, too.
He wasn't small, though. That's
Shakuta
the thing.
Me,
6'2".
Right?
Like, you'd think he was small. I played with him in that prospects game, and you look at this guy, and you think he's going to be a killer out there.
He was maybe 6 foot, but was he Shakutami?
Shakutami.
Yeah,
and then Akadi, and then Halifax.
Akadi Badgers, yeah. Ramzi Abid. He was a good player, though, but you're right. Talking about junior guys showing up to camp, and we are completely forgetting about the rundown, but remember Rob Skurlak? PD, remember Rob Skurlak?
Of course, I remember.
Tough
Rob
guy
Skurlak.
From out west.
Yeah, drafted by the Sabres.
First training camp. He comes in. We're at the hockey outlet, which was Sabres land at the time. And the Sabres locker room and the trainer's room at hockey outlet was you had to walk the stairs and get to the trainer's room. So he's on the ice, his first game. He's a tough guy, and everybody knows. He's got 300 plus penalty minutes in Spokane, I think, out west. He comes in for a fight. He gets destroyed. He's bloodied. Literally, his face is cut up in four places. Blood is pouring down his face. So now they put a towel on him, and he's skating off the ice, and then he's got to go upstairs. And Jim Pizzitelli, the trainer, you know, opens the door, and he goes, Robbie, what happened? He goes, Well, it's a lot different without a visor. Let me tell you, it's different fighting without a visor. Like, because in juniors, you have the visor to protect you. He took a visor out because he's a tough guy, and then he went for a fight. I don't remember who got him, but he got bloodied his first time around. But and his reasoning was, well, it's a lot different when you don't have a visor on. So, like, you know, there's a big thing to say about junior players and the way their penalty minutes are and how they show up pro. It's different.
It's a lot different when you're a tough guy in junior hockey at age 19 and you actually go to an NHL training camp and dealing with actual real fighters.
Yeah.
That's when you realize, holy jumping.
This guy wants us to actually do a weigh-in. And for those of you wondering about the Rob Ray fighting the fan, TSN on that, I think it was Paul Romanek, actually, because I have the footage right here. I'll show you guys at the break. I retweeted it at the
skinny razor is there. How much do you think he weighs?
That's about 80 pounds ago.
80?
Did you hear what he said about us on the broadcast? Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard, you know who got him today? Carlo Koliakovo got him today.
Dregs got him good, too.
Dregs got him shortly after that. But Carlo said to him today, I tuned in. I see on Twitter that Razor's going to be on, so I tune in. And Carlo says to him, source of mine in the media says that you need to stay away from the media meals. Live Razor's tone went from like, hey, Landsberg, great to see you. Great to chat to you again to like, yeah, it was priceless. We'll be right back. This or that coming up next. With Marty Biron, the Instigators, live from KeyBank Center, where the Sabres host the Canadiens tonight. What time, Riv?
7 o'clock.
We have a question here in the rundown. Why does Craig always say playing for the Montreal Canadiens? It's never for Montreal or just for the Canadiens. He has to use the whole name. It's kind of like Jackson Maine. Why is it the more famous you are, people use both names? We'll be right back. Instigators, WGR 550 and MSG.
Selling a little? Or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This or that, Petey. Grateful Dead or...
Or who? How could you ever match anything? You're doing this for Pinter.
Why?
Because he let you stay a little longer today.
He hasn't responded to my
Thank you, Joe Pinter.
Text.
Thank you, Joe
it's
Pinter,
like
producer of the broadcast. If it weren't for him, we'd have to shut the show down today.
He hasn't responded to my text.
Because he's furious.
Because he's mad at me.
You were scared of him.
I'm here right now because you guys forced me into staying.
That's because you're more scared of us.
I don't know. There's two of you and there's, well, Razor and Joe downstairs, so...
Razor's all bark, no bite.
Razor's not in the meeting anymore. He left. Anyway, yeah, I was...
Grateful Dead or who?
I don't know. Fish.
Ooh, yeah. Very two genre...
Similar genre.
Similar genres.
Rivers is like, what is fish?
Never heard of fish before.
Fish, you know,
they picked up after
Grateful
Dead,
right?
It's
Grateful Dead, for sure. Okay. Grateful Dead. By far.
Okay, because Petey was playing Grateful Dead music in the break. We'll start this one off really, really strong. James Neal had 4 goals last night, as we talked about with Jeremy Roenick. I'm asking you this. Who will score more goals this season? James Neal in just the game he played last night or Milan Lucic all season? Wow. Neil just last night or Lucic all season?
We are expecting a colossal Lucic drop off here, aren't we?
How many goals did he have last year?
Five, four, three. Did he even have that many? I think he had like 12 points, Lucic. I'm going to say Lucic all season more than four
Lucic
goals.
Lucic had six goals last year and 20 points.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to say Lucic will have more than four goals this year.
Rivs, this or that, Lucic or James, Neil?
Are you asking me if he's going to score more
than six
goals?
No, Neil had four last night.
And you're asking me if he's going to score more than
basically
four?
Basically, is Lucic.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go with Lucic. Yeah.
I'm going with James Neal. I don't think Lucic gets five goals this year. I don't think he gets to five. That's really,
I hope he does. I like Lucic.
He got six goals and he got some time with Connor McDavid.
Yeah.
Listen, I mean, I don't think that's his game. I think we can all agree on that. He's going to be a good piece for Edmonton. Or for Calgary. And, you know, I mean, that's kind of what they need. They need a little jam there.
Okay, let's move on. We've seen some really good off-the-ice chatter, little arguments going on. And there was two really premium ones already this season. You got Ryan Reeves and Evander Kane, or Drew Doughty and Matthew Tkachuk, this or that. Which one is the better feud off ice? Reeves Kane or Doughty Tkachuk?
Easy.
It's not easy.
It's not as easy as you think. And if you're gonna say because Doughty and Tkachuk are good players.
I don't care about Reeves.
The Reeves Kane's pretty good.
You know what? I don't care about Reeves. And quite frankly, I don't care about Evander Kane either. I like two superstars going at it, and they're gritty, and they're not going to back down either one of them. And we're going to watch this for the next 10, 15 years. We're going to watch these guys go at it. So I'm 100% on the Tkachuk doubt.
If I could just summarize this whole rivalry thing, I think the Reeves-Kane is more entertaining because I think Reeves, you know, that's the most action he's going to get. Like, there isn't a ton of playing that he can go out and, like, put his money where his mouth is. So that might get a little more entertaining verbally. And physically, if they ever fought, I think it would be pretty entertaining. But I think the
Reeves would crush.
Yeah. It's a sideshow.
The games, it's a sideshow. Where last night, they took something that happened inside the
Doughty
game.
Doughty has a goal and two assists. Tkachuk has two goals and an assist. I like the off-ice banter. I think Reeves and Kane is better. Because there's more, I want to say substance to it. Because Tkachuk doesn't say anything.
If you think Reeves, this is entertaining, he's making himself relevant in the game. I mean,
trying to make his
name relevant. I mean, we're talking two superstars in Tkachuk and Doughty.
Agreed.
Come on, they're not even on the same stratosphere.
Well, let's move on. With their current contract, which one would you take? Carey Price or Sergei Bobrovsky?
That's the stupidest question you've come up with in an extremely long time.
I don't think it warrants that kind of response, Marty, to be quite honest.
Yeah.
It is not the stupidest question.
It's the stupidest question, but it's an obvious answer.
I think it's
an obvious answer.
It's what?
It's Price. Absolutely ridiculous. I'm not even going to answer it.
Okay, Sergei Bobrovsky's had a tough start
to
the season.
Carey Price.
Next.
Who do you want?
Next.
Man, okay. Can't make you happy.
He's going to really
like. Don't wake at me and make this an act now.
He's going to really like the next.
This is the real deal, River, right here.
He's going to really like the next question. UFA Patty Marleau signed with the San Jose Sharks. I don't get it, but I'm going to say if you were the GM of a team and you could pick between these two UFAs right now that are not signed, which one would you want? A, Patty Marleau. B, Brian Boyle.
Brian Boyle.
Okay.
Anyone else? That's the stupidest question you've had here in a really long time.
I thought Rivs was going to stay with Patty Marleau. I thought he was going to go with his heart.
Patty Marleau needs to retire. And you know what? This man is a Hall of Famer. He has had an exceptional career. He has been.
I don't know about.
That's a little. He might be in the hallway in San Jose, but I don't know if he's going into the. I don't think he's going into Front Street there in Toronto just yet. Is it Front Street, by the way?
1,600 games, 1,100 points, 551 goals. Yeah, he's in. Sorry.
Not first ballot.
Come on.
First Maybe ballot. Not first ballot, but he's in. Okay.
Hold on. Can I ask you, if you had to put one in first, say they've been out the same amount of time, and one of them's getting in.
JR or Patty Marleau?
And I'm not asking you to bet with your heart here because JR comes on our show. I believe JR is a Hall of Famer, the way he played the game, how the goals, all of it, okay? One of the best American-born players ever.
Okay.
Now, would you go Marleau or are you going?
I would take JR. And I'll tell you this. Listen, if I don't agree with it, I'm not going to just say it for the sake of saying it. I would take JR over Patrick Marleau. I think JR has brought more. They're two incredible talents.
JR has played almost 300 games less than Marleau and has only scored 38 less goals. JR had 250 goals season, 240 goals season.
You got to understand the way JR played the game. He was physical. He was aggressive. He was an agitator. He was a goal scorer. He was a game breaker. He's power play. He's penalty kill. I mean, he did everything in this game that you would want in a player.
Marty, who's going in the Hall of Fame this year?
Oh.
I'm looking it up right now if you don't know. If you want to move
on. Carbono.
Why are you laughing?
You got it, right?
Guy Carbono.
Guy Carbono.
Yeah, good pick.
Vaclav Nedimansky, Haley Wickenheiser, and Sergei Zubov.
Zubov, yeah. It's a different.
Go look up Guy Carbono's statistics.
Anyway, let's move on.
How the heck is he going in the Hall of
Fame? Let's move on to this last one.
Best defensive.
Because the last one is about locker room and culture in the locker room. So the Canadians are in tonight. Rivs, usually a lot of French-speaking guys come from Montreal and Quebec and all of that. If you could master a second language, locker room language, everybody speaks English, but if you could master a second locker room language, which one will it be? French or Russian? This or that. And the reason I'm saying is because the French and the Russians always speak French and Russian to each other behind everybody's back. So if you want to know what people are talking about you, you have to learn a second language. You have to learn French or Russian. Russian. Which one do you pick? This or that?
Well, I don't know. I'm going to go with Lloyd Christmas said it best, and I'm going to go with Russian.
Because of French or... I'm not going to say it, but...
No, I'm going, obviously, I'm going to go with French. No question about it.
Okay, Petey.
Russian. You know why? Because they're angry, guys.
Yeah.
And I want to know what the hell they're saying.
Even when they're
because
happy.
Because when Maxim Finneganov came in the locker room, the way he's... Blah, 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 blah. And he could be saying, pass me the tape. But it sounded like he, you know, wanted to bring in a whole army and take you down.
KGB, come down.
Tell you, these guys were angry, and the way Tree just looked at it, I want to know what they're thinking. Never mind these guys.
The French guys are usually like, I just signed a Joe Louis.
French guys are easygoing. You know, they're more worried about their points than they are wins, but that's okay. You know, but seriously, the Russians, because, you know, they come over and you never know. You know, I want to hear what their conversation was like with their buddy back home still in St. Petersburg.
French boys have style, I'll tell you that.
No, but I'm not talking about who you'd rather be, a French guy or a Russian guy. I'm talking if you could master a second language and listen.
No question I'd want to speak French. Okay. Absolutely no.
On the Guy Carbono front, though.
Okay, French
This
guy.
Must mean that Yuri Letnin's getting in.
Yeah, at some point, because they both had the same
career,
right?
Both had cups, both had three Selke trophies. One of them they both won back-to-back, a little less games. But, I mean, it's not like Carbono's points. Anyway, moving on. Sorry.
I'm not so sure about that one either with the Guy Carbono.
That's why you're not saying anything. Don't worry about it. I'll say it for you, Marty.
Okay, well, go for it. Anyway,
look at his last.
Guy Carbono getting into the Hall of Fame over. Is Theo Fleury in yet? Did he get in a couple years ago? Has he not gotten in yet, Theo Fleury, after what he's done in hockey? I'm certain he got in.
Look at this. 69 games, 10 goals. 74 games, 4 goals.
Strong finish to the career there.
77 games, 7 goals. 73 games, 5 goals. 71 games, 8 goals.
Theo Fleury not in.
No, Jeremy Roenick not in.
This is absolute
sham.
Mind-boggling.
How is Theo Fleury, after everything he went through with the Graham James thing and everything, he won a cup, smallest player in history of the game.
Put that aside.
I'm saying alone.
He's incredible.
That's what I'm saying. But, I mean, you'd look at the personal things that he had to deal with alone while performing. 1,088 points, 1,084 games. He won a cup in 80. What is going on around here?
So this
doesn't make any sense to me at all.
When are you going in, Riv?
So here's some of the biggest snubs. That was an article written in 2015. So some of them have got in since then.
Go down.
But
up.
What?
The other way.
Theo Fleury. Yep. That's a snub for sure. Jeremy Roenick. Alex McGillney.
Yeah.
That guy should be in. David Tkachuk is in now. He got in last year.
Took too long.
Tommy Barrasso.
How is he not in?
He's not in.
Did he not win Rookie of the Year as an 18-year-old?
Yeah, he came in. He had the Vezina as well.
His mom was driving him to practice, I think, here in Buffalo.
Yeah, he won the Calder and Vezina Trophy as an 18-year-old coming out of high school.
Yeah, came out of high school.
384. Paul Kariya got in.
He won 2 cups in Pittsburgh, but you can't give them the cups because they had Mario and Yager, so that's not fair.
Butch Goring. Is not in the hockey.
He swore on CBC. I remember that.
Who did?
Barrasso.
Oh yeah, he did.
Oh, he
got kicked out of a private golf club here in Buffalo for his antics. But still, you've got some guys that Theo Fleury, Jeremy Roenick, obviously McGillney. You know those guys should be in, and I think that this class, I don't know how Sergei Zubov and Guy Carbonneau.
The only person on this list that deserves to go in is Rutherford and Haley Wickenheiser. Other than that, there's nobody on this list that
Haley Wickenheiser.
Zubov,
absolute
Zubov
no
should be.
She's the reason why women's hockey is getting stronger. Haley Wickenheiser, I loved watching her. Watching those Olympics, those women play the game, is fascinating. It was amazing hockey.
I don't know. There's too many. No offense. Guy Carbonneau's a great player.
Daniel Alfredsson.
He's a great player.
Daniel Alfredsson, I think, would have been in before Guy Carbonneau, in my opinion, with the way that he played internationally and with everything he's done.
It is mind-boggling.
You know, so
that he is in before so many others. It does not make sense to me whatsoever.
Yeah, anyway, well, we got to take a break because I got to get out of here. I got to go downstairs for a production meeting. You guys can finish.
By the way, too. He's going to add that one to his...
Did he coach you?
Yeah. He coached me, all right.
Okay.
Well, he's not going in as a coach.
No.
Thank God for that.
Okay, that was the Instigators on WGR 550 MSG. You guys coming back from one last segment. I'm out. We'll see you on the pregame tonight at 6:30 with Brian Duff.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, key to this game, Rob Ray. Stay away from the media buffet. Yeah, just stay away, push away. The other end are the lettuce and the carrots, the tomatoes. I don't know if you've seen Svelte. Rivs has looked as good as he's ever looked, by the way, Razor. I asked him if he was taller today because he's so skinny. So...
Oh, okay. Left me hanging.
Left you
disgusting.
Hanging. Anyway,
right
now. Like, so that's one key.
We had
to the
a
game.
Moment there, and then you left me hanging.
The box between the bench is not getting smaller. Razor's getting bigger. So the key to the game is
turn sideways.
That all right, that's enough, Razor. That's what you get for the comment about the Instigators on the broadcast. But the key to the game, my key to the game is honestly. Come out and establish your game at home. I thought Pittsburgh game, they played really well. They were shot out of a cannon. It was a was a good road win to start the season. I thought Columbus was kind of a little bit of what a bad road game can look like, and you want to establish a better effort on the road. But at home, establishing your home identity is crucial, and I thought the Sabres did a great job of that in the home opener. So you need more of that.
Terrible game in Columbus. Picked up a point. Thank you, checkmark. Moving on. Let's focus on this one here tonight. Very good Montreal Canadiens team. They're young, they're fast, and they're skilled. Guess what? We have a team that can match this. I'm looking forward to seeing what line matchups are going to happen in tonight's game. And let me tell you something. Make it difficult on the Montreal defense because they only play four guys. Four guys are on the ice constantly, and there's got to be pressure put on that defense core.
Is that two keys? I feel like we've only hit two. Razors wasn't really a key, was it? I don't really know what else to say other than just simplify things. You know, Ralph Krueger in the last thing, simplicity would be, I guess, the topic for me because, you know, he said about the – they're just playing complicated, playing too complicated in Columbus and just making simple plays. So we have 1 minute till we're out of here. One Bills Live coming up next. Mental note, we are from the WGR studios tomorrow. There will be no One Bills Live tomorrow and Friday. They're back on Monday. And we'll be back on TV on Tuesday. Should probably look at the schedule ahead, although we do have – they have game Friday, so we'll be able to touch on that tomorrow. But this is huge. I mean, I'll finish by saying this. The Sabre fans that were at the game the other night had a ton of fun. Obviously, you're not going to get 7-2 every single night, but scoring chances, creativity, speed, energy, aggression, physicality at Risto and McCabe. And I want to see Rodriguez jump in the lineup, and I want to see him have a great night.
I think he's
a good young player, and you know he's a guy that wants to get off on the right foot. So I end with that.
He's going to be hungry. He's going to be hungry. This is his opportunity to get going.
Enjoy the game tonight, 7 p.m. puck drop. See you tomorrow.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.